PlayingGodFM.com. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for another opportunity to be on the land of the living. God, we thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for being a great God. We thank you for being an everlasting, faithful, ever-loving God. And for that, God, we worship you. For that, God, we praise you. For that, God, we give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, have thine way. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Today, the Spirit of the Lord wants to discuss the road to salvation. You have to be very sure that you are saved in this day and hour, that you would not be shaken by every wind and doctrine that come along. The road, the Romans road to salvation, is a way of explaining the good news of salvation using verses from the book of Romans. The Romans road is a simple yet powerful method of explaining why we need salvation and how God provided salvation and how we can receive salvation and what are the results of salvation. People of God, we don't want to hear those words that come from Matthew 7:21-23, which says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." You see, people of God, you don't want to hear those words when you get to the kingdom. You have to accept Jesus, his son, before you can get to God. The first verse of the Romans road to salvation is Romans 3:23. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We have all sinned. Yes, we have. "And we have all done things that were displeasing to God. There is no one who is innocent." According to Romans 3:10-18, it gives us a very explicit, detailed picture of what sin looks like in our lives. The second scripture on the Romans road to salvation is Romans 6:23. It teaches us about the consequences of that sin. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The punishment that we have earned for our sins is death. Not just the physical, but the eternal death." And the third verse on the Romans road to salvation picks up in the middle of Romans 6:23. Says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 5:8 declares, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Jesus Christ died for us. Jesus' death paid for the price of our sins. Jesus' resurrection proves that God accepted Jesus' death as the payment for our sins. Don't you know, every time you sin, It draws a wedge between you and God. It actually puts Jesus back on the cross. Every time you sin, come on here somebody, and the fourth stop on the Romans road to salvation is Romans 10 and 9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Because of Jesus' death on our behalf, all we have to do is believe in him, trusting his death as the payment, my God, to thee, for our sins, and we will be saved. That's all. It's not hard, people of God. We make it hard because we don't want to give up our will. Come on here, somebody. We want to stay in the world and serve God at the same time. We can't do it. Choose ye this day whom you gonna serve. The Bible also says no man can serve two masters. You got to love one and hate the other. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And Romans 10 and 13 says it again. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus died to pay the penalty for our sins and rescue us from eternal death. Salvation, the forgiveness of sins, is available to anyone who will trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, the final aspect of the Romans road to salvation is the results of salvation. Romans 5 and 1 has this wonderful message. It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, we can have a relationship of peace with God. Romans 8 and 1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Don't let anybody label you. Don't let anybody say, oh, she used to do that. She used to do this or that. Don't let your past label you. For he says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. I am in Christ now. So what I used to do, I don't do no more. The places that I used to go, I don't go no more. Things I used to say, I don't say anymore. You cannot base my life on now of what I did before because I am a new creature. I'm no longer that person because I am in Christ now. And when you are in Christ now, you are a whole different person. You have came out of darkness into the marvelous light. Do not allow anyone to hold you in your past. Ooh. Because of Jesus' death on our behalf, we will never be condemned for our sins. Finally, we have this precious promise of God from Romans 8 and 38 through 9. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us, me, from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I don't care what go on. My love will never be separated from him. I will love him until eternity. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God. Nothing, no one. Because once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, nothing, God, no one can compare to him and to the love that he overshadows you with. Hallelujah. So after listening to the road, the Romans road to salvation, and those of you have that has not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, on this Good Friday, this will be the perfect time. Would you like to follow the Romans road to salvation? If so, it's not hard. Mm-mm. Here is a simple prayer. You can pray to God saying this prayer. Saying this prayer is a way to declare to God that you are relying on Jesus Christ for your salvation. Mm. The words themselves would not save you. Mm-mm. Only faith in Jesus Christ can provide salvation. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. God, I know that I have sinned against you, and I am deserving of punishment. But God, on this day, I denounce my path. And Father God, I denounce everything that I have did contrary to your word. Father God, I believe and I know that Jesus Christ took the punishment that I deserve so that through faith in him, I could be forgiven. Lord, with your help, I place my trust in you for salvation. I believe that your son hung, bled, and died for the remissions of my sins. And on that third day, he was raised again. Mm. And Lord God, thank you for wonderful grace and for wonderful mercy, but especially for your forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. Amen. You have made a decision for Christ. You have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is a special day, a memorial unto God. And I want you to get into a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church. Anywhere the Spirit of the Lord leads you to go. Don't stop. Continue to allow God to fill you with his word. Now that you have learned how to walk the Romans road to salvation, you know there is nothing too hard for God. You are now accepted into the kingdom family. Hallelujah, Jesus. You should give God praise right there. Heaven is rejoicing. If it's just one, heaven is still rejoicing. Hallelujah. I have an announcement on today. I'm so full on today because God gave me the Romans road to salvation, and this is a special day. This is Good Friday. And we are having the last seven sayings on today. And I want you to come out to Trinity Baptist Church, 11 a.m. God has a special word for you. The last seven sayings of Jesus Christ. We have Minister Millicent Rubin, Pastor, hallelujah, Jackson, Evangelist Tony, Minister Sandra Norris, Bishop Raymond, and Evangelist Cynthia Enette. And we have wonderful singing, but most of all, God is going to meet us there in the house and meet every need. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Remember, I love you, and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this minister, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com.